Since the early days of the development of electricity and electronics, there has been a need to build regulators to smoothly influence the power dissipated in a load. The first regulators, built as linear regulators, introduced huge losses on the regulating element. And while they worked relatively well for low-power devices, example, the speed controller of a tape shift motor in tape recorders, this was already problematic for medium and high power. This was due to the operation of the power elements in the linear range. Much less loss was provided by operation as a key, i.e., open or fully closed, with the transient omitted. By controlling the ratio of open to close time accordingly, it was possible to regulate the power of the load in a smooth manner with minimal losses in the regulator itself. Thus was born the now widely used PWM, pulse width modulation, or pulse width modulation. PWM has found its main application in DC circuits to control the speed, power, of DC motors, heaters, or the brightness of light bulbs, traditional as well as LED. The circuit itself, which generates the signal for the actuator, can be implemented in many ways, whether in discrete technology, single transistors, or based on TTL, CMOS digital circuits, or even operational amplifiers, or specialized PWM controller circuits. It is also easy to implement on probably virtually any microprocessor microcontroller. One circuit often used as a PWM controller by both amateurs and professionals is the immortal NE555. The described regulator module was given to me by a colleague who purchased several pieces to regulate the speed of the windscreen wiper motors in his car. The module is packaged in an anti-static foil bag. It gives the impression of being solidly built. The housing made of aluminium profiles with steel end caps also acts as a heatsink, although not really, but more on that later. As it were, included, we get a potentiometer for adjustment together with a knob. In the photo below, I have unscrewed the cap to take a look at the interior. As I mentioned, the enclosure is intended to act as a heatsink and is mechanically adapted for this. However, the thermopad between the power components and the enclosure wall was missing. I rather don't anticipate long operation at higher currents. The regulator board measures 47 by 40 millimeters and was made as a double-sided board. Basically, the whole regulator consists of a dozen or so components, and its main component is NE555, precisely. I took a moment and redrew the circuit layout from the board. Two SK3599 transistors were used as executive keys, although the choice of gate resistors is questionable to me. The MBR2100 duodiode is used as the pin suppressor diode. The role of the auxiliary voltage stabilizer for the NE555 is played by an LM317 with somewhat unusually selected resistors fixing the output voltage. The PWM carrier frequency is almost 20 kHz, which should not produce audible effects when working with inductive loads. The fill is adjustable from about 2.5% to 98%. Below are some photos showing the minimum, average, and maximum settings. In truth, if I were to buy this regulator, I would prefer to build it myself. Errata. Gate resistors are not 10K, but 300 ohm. Sorry for the mistake.